Welcome to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. The main goal of the project is to improve the reading skills and performances of grades 1 to 3 students in 450 primary schools. Today we look at how the project is helping to close the gender gap in select schools. Joining us are Carol Narcisse, Project Gender Specialist, and Arlene Thomas, Principal of Seward Primary and Junior High School. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Ms. Narcisse, explain what is meant by the gender gap and the impact it can have on the learning of boys as against the learning of girls at the primary level.
In this culture, we have particular ways of raising boys and girls. And what we are finding is that those ways of socializing boys and girls impact their readiness for the formal school setting. And because they come into formal school settings with different degrees of readiness, girls socialize with more responsibilities from earlier, girls socialize to follow multiple instructions from the time they're eyes are at their knees, they got lots to do, they're kept in, boys are allowed out more to play more and so on. It means, therefore, that girls come to school already able to do the sit still, follow directions and so on, whereas boys come with different levels of readiness for right. that structure. So that difference in readiness then impacts their learning. And so what we're seeing in Jamaica is an increasingly wide gap between how boys are achieving and how girls are achieving, especially in the area of literacy.
And one of the things that's being done is that you've developed a manual under this project.
Right.
Tell us some more about the manual and what are some of the steps that are being taken to implement it in the select schools.
Schools are being very creative to try and solve the challenge. What the manual has provided them is in one place, a comprehensive guide to implement a sustainable program that can have impact across your school, not just with a particular group. So the guide is intended to help the schools to take a more school-wide, broad-based, evidence-based approach to addressing the challenges. I'm so glad that we have Mrs. Thomas with us, because she already intuitively approached solving her own challenges in exactly the way the manual is hoping.
Thank you. Mrs. Thomas, tell us how you have been helping to close the gender gap at Seward Primary and Junior High.
Actually, at our school, we have the majority of our students being boys, over 60%. And we saw the need to have more focus on the boys because we realized that they really truly learn differently. So we met as a staff. We developed a 3-year school development plan. We looked at areas such as improving the boys' morale and self-esteem. We look at fostering growth and development of the boys through talent. Our boys entered competition recently in drumming and they got silver medals. After we met as a staff, we met with the parents.
Yes.
So we sensitized the parents to the needs for having our boys doing better in school. Then we went into the community and we had a march and we were chanting, "Save our boys."
Tell us how the manual was able to support these activities that you had started at the school.
As the manual suggests, closing the gender gap. What I like about the manual is that it focused on both boys and girls, and it made us more aware of how to approach teaching of both boys and girls. Whilst we were there focusing on just boys for the year that went, looking on the manual, I realized that it really gave us tools to work with.
Once you're gathering data, you won't make a mistake, because wherever the data suggests there are problems, weaknesses, and gaps, that's where you have to put attention. So gather data in your schools and let that data guide you, and the manual will help.
Finally, Mrs. Thomas, we know that buy-in from staff is very important. So tell us how you were able to sensitize your staff to devise learning strategies that better meet the specific needs of boys and girls.
It was easy because at my school, we're a team. So it's not just up to the principal to make decisions and suggestions. And I find that inclusion will cause people to want to do more.
Thank you. You have been listening to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. Joining us today were Carol Narcisse, Project Gender Specialist, and Mrs. Arlene Thomas, Principal of Seward Primary and Junior High School. This feature was brought to you by the USAID in partnership with the Ministry of Education, improving early grade reading skills in 450 primary schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.